Good afternoon. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. We're glad to have you aboard this beautiful, kind of a rainy here in Utah, but Sunday afternoon. We're going to talk about some good stuff. Glad to have you folks that listen in and take notes and that you're calling in and getting some of the information that Jim and I are trying to get out to you. This session, I want to talk a little bit about how we can go about getting things going. You know, in my own life, I have a lot of things that I want to accomplish, and sometimes I don't get them done. Sometimes I don't get them done as fast or as well as I want to. And I know a lot of you folks out there are getting prepared and realize what's happening in our country and are trying to get yourself in a situation where you can be free and so you can maintain that freedom and liberty as best as you know how. And we've got some thoughts today that might be very, very useful to you. Jim, as usual, will probably be coming on in our second hour. But I'll be talking to you today about how you can accomplish this job of getting prepared along with anything else that you want to accomplish in your life. Now, that's a pretty broad statement. But very simply, remember the little slogan that we keep repeating to you and that is part of how we think here at Fearless Radio. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never free. And essentially, the things that we want to accomplish in our lives, I believe, and I know that everything that we have in our life is a result of what we have chosen. Now, I know that there are a lot of folks that are going to rebel at that, and they're going to say, hey, listen, I didn't choose to have these problems that I have in front of me. Well, maybe you did, but I don't want to get into that thing. But I can tell you that we're going to discuss in this first hour how you can turn everything in your life around the way you want to. Remember, way back when we started Fearless Radio, one of the things that we told folks is that within the area of the four aspects of preparedness and your life that we talk about here on the radio program, you can deal with every single problem that's facing you in terms of what might be happening in the future in our country and in your personal life. And the whole idea behind that is very simply, if you are free, you then can take control of your destiny, of your future. And it's unbelievable what a human being can accomplish. It's remarkable what a human being can do in a lifetime or in a short period of time. But what is often disappointing to ourselves and those around us is what we choose to accomplish. And if we were not creations of eternal Father, of God, we wouldn't have these capabilities. But we do, and we are. And very simply, what we have in our lives that we don't like, we can change. It's within our power to do it. And it's an awful lot of what some of the motivational speakers, I was listening to Zig Ziglar a little bit ago on one of the recordings that he made, and he calls it stinking thinking and needing a check up from the neck up. And oddly enough, anything that we want to accomplish in life, and I keep proving this to myself over and over again, anything that we want to accomplish in our lives, that we really want to accomplish, we can. And in this first hour of Fearless Radio, get your notebooks and your pens, and we're going to cover some issues that I think will be very, very useful to you. So let's get on the other side of this break, and then we'll talk.
Okay. Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Fearless Radio this beautiful February 11th Sunday afternoon. We started out talking just a little bit about how we accomplish whatever it is in our lives that we want to. Now, you know, there are probably a gazillion self-help books out there that tell you how to do that. And, you know, some folks read them and some folks have a stack of them, you know, 5 feet high and the pages are all dog-eared. But how do you get around to doing it? I guess maybe the whole idea behind this preparedness thing that we started out with when we were dealing with our first phases of Fearless Radio was we said, you know, take a notebook, bring a notebook to class and start taking some notes, write things down. Now, I know a lot of you are making copies of all of the programs that we have on Fearless because when Jim Phillips comes on, there's some stuff worth taking notes on, and I try and come across with some things that are worth taking notes on too. But one of the things that we deal with in our lives, whether it's our income or whether it's health issues or any of the other circumstances that we consider problematic, is there's a certain amount of fear involved when we're looking at needing to make more money to cover the basic bills, when we're looking at needing to get healthy, needing to get over the illnesses that many of us are wrestling with or that we have family members wrestling with, there's some fear. lawyer involved, and let me tell you, from what all of the studying that we can do and from some of the experiences that many of us here at Fearless have had in our own lives, one of the ways to take the fear out is to realize that we do not have to be done unto. We are not victims. We're taught to have that victim mentality so much in our lives because everybody kind of that wants to have power over us says, well, we have power over you, therefore what we do has an effect on you, and your life can be adjusted based on what we do to you, the done unto syndrome. This happens with parents. Our parents say, if you do not act in a certain way, we will withhold love, or we will punish, or we will do something that makes you fearful in an attempt to get us to do what they want us to do. Teachers do the same thing. If you do not function appropriately, we will not give you the grade that you need to be comfortable. In other words, have a job or whatever it is that you're being educated for. The discipline in our lives doesn't work, but the fact is that those around us keep on trying to influence us with discipline. We have laws. We have over a billion laws, many of which have been passed. And, of course, once one's passed, it never gets taken off the book. But everywhere we turn says, if you don't fit this mold, if you don't climb into this box and close the lid, if you do not respond or act or look or speak exactly as we want you to, all of our lives seem to be trying to control us. Even our mates have a tendency to do that. You know, they say that a Christ-like love is unconditional love. But what puts the condition into conditioned love and takes the unconditional out of it is judgment and the evaluation of those around us that try to influence and control us. Well, that's why I say that if we allow ourselves to buy in to the false belief that we are done unto by the government, by our families, by our teachers, by our employers, then we give away the liberty that we're given, the choice that we have of taking control of our own destiny and being captains of our souls, as it were. And so fear is used against us constantly. We use fear against ourselves. It's called stress. What happens is we have an objective that we need to meet. We need to make the rent on time, or we need to increase our income so that the bill collectors don't beat on our doors. We need to accomplish certain things with our job, or else we don't get what we need, and it creates fear, which is a form of stress, which is a form also of self-judgment. We evaluate ourselves based on what we accomplish. And 98 to 99% of the entire population has a poorer self-image of themselves than they would have to have. Why is it? Because of self-judgment. Because we should on ourselves constantly. Our parents should on us. Our teachers should on us. The government shoulds all over us. And even the preachers in church should on us. I mean, basically what we're saying is that God shoulds on us. So who doesn't should on us? And so as a result, in order to eliminate the pain of having somebody walk up and should on you and say, you should have done this, you should have done that, we take over ourselves. It's just like the guy that is standing on the edge of the cliff and somebody walks up and says, hey, I think I'm going to push you off the cliff. And the guy says, well, heck you are. I'm going to jump first. You can't fire me. I quit. And so the guy jumps off the cliff to keep somebody else from pushing him off. It's the same way with shoulding. We are afraid that our families, our mates, our parents, our children, are, you know, all of the institutions that we work for and attend and join, they have all of these little rules and restrictions that say, if you act this way, we will accept you and we won't should on you, but if you don't, we will should on you and tell you you should have done this, you should have done that, and sometimes they're, they, they give us some pretty dire consequences if we didn't do what we should have done. Okay? You got the picture. Now, I'm not going to go around Johnson's barn anymore on that, but the very simple thing is that we end up doing that creates stress in our lives. Stress is nothing more than judgment. Judgment of ourselves, when we put the stress on ourselves, and judgment by someone else of us, when someone else gives us a guilt trip because they judge us. So what we try and do is so that no one else does it, we get to it before they do. And so many of us are wandering around as a little bundle of stress-filled nerves and anxiety, hoping that if we pray hard enough that God will take the anxiety away that we're creating ourselves just to keep from getting, we should on ourselves to keep from having somebody else walk up and say, you should have done this. We try and get to it first. Okay. How do you get rid of that fear? How do you get rid of shouldism? Very simply, you can take the fear, you can take the stress out of your life by taking each one of those issues over which you are concerned about your productivity, your behavior, your accomplishments, and you set goals. Unless we have an objective, we can't possibly reach a destination, or if we do reach a destination, we don't know whether we reached it or not. You've all heard the old concept of a ship without a rudder can't get to its destination. At the, you know, the beginning of the longest trip begins with the first step, but you got to know which direction to take the step. You have to have an objective. Now that brings up an interesting concept. We've been talking to you about food an awful lot, and particularly since they're wanting to taint and mess up our food. We had a very interesting concept come up this last week with regard to those of you who are gardening, and we'll be discussing that just a little bit later on. But let's talk about food. How many people do you think call up the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633 or get on efoodsdirect.com and ask for information and ask for pricing? Obviously, we don't put pricing on because most of the retailers out there are putting all sorts of trash in their supplies that we warn you about not buying. In fact, we have tremendous numbers of people getting on eFoods Direct just to get the warning so that they don't end up being shystered by some of the retailers that are selling useless stuff in their food supplies so that when they need to live on it, they won't be able to do so and or stay healthy. But the very simple fact is, guys, we talk about foods, but people call up and they email us, and when we get back in touch with them to give them pricing or whatever they need to have from the task force members, we ask them, well, how many people are you storing for? Well, I'm not sure, but I think it's going to be about 3 adults. How many years are you trying to put in? Well, we haven't decided yet. Well, if you're going to have an objective, if you're going to reach an objective, you have to know what that objective is. And in order to decide how many years of supply to put in, people have a problem with that because you're weighing resources. It's something that you kind of aren't sure, some of you, whether you're going to need the food or not. If you were asked, you'd probably say, oh my gosh, yeah, we're going to. But because you don't have a definite deadline, and human beings work on deadlines, if you don't have a specific deadline, then you kind of rationalize and you say, well, I don't know how much I'm going to put in or when I have to have it, and as a result, nothing ever gets done. We're going to take the next step on this nothing gets done and shooting on yourself after this next break. We'll talk to you in just a couple minutes. Bye-bye.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Radio. We were talking about the necessity of, that we all feel of getting in a supply of food through the J. Michael Stevens Group or eFoods Direct. And we're talking about the fact that so many of you, when you call in, don't know how many years that you're going to prepare for. Well, let me tell you how to figure that out. You know, I learned a long time ago, one of the best ways to learn about a subject is to teach it. Yeah, teach it. If you want to really learn about a subject, get into it and teach it. Now, I would say that getting in a supply of food so that you never have to stand in the government bread line, so that you can weather the 3 to 4 or however many years it's going to take to be able to get by here, is a pretty crucial type of thing. But the main problem that that people have is it's not immediate, and they don't know much about it. That's why we have warnings up on eFoods Direct about any of these outfits that are selling food to you. Yeah, the eFoods Direct ships out a tremendous amount of food, but they're a co-op. The reason that we have warnings up is because people don't do their own research, and if they did, they would realize that an awful lot of the retail organizations out there are putting things in those cans that will not accomplish what you need to accomplish. But the best way, like I said, to learn about a subject is to teach it. Okay, now, I realize that you folks don't have anyone to teach out there, but if you were going to set a goal, the way that you set that goal is basically by stepping out of your situation. You know, people deal with weight loss all the time. And when they set their goals, they say, I want to lose a certain amount of weight in a certain period of time. And then they follow someone else's guidelines as to how to go about losing that weight, and diets don't work because they don't change their mind, they just change their behavior for a short period of time, and as a result they lose some weight, and you hear the story all the time, and maybe many of you have also experienced the story all the time, where where you lose a little bit of weight, and then you gain it right back, only you gain back more than you did. I don't want to go into all of the philosophies of why that happens, how it happens, where it happens, who it happens to, but the fact is that it does happen. Now, with regard to the quantity of food that you put in, people call up, and after they're asked, you know, how many years of supply do you want to have on hand, the first thing that they do is evaluate what they can afford to spend. Okay? The second thing that they do is they go through all of their rationalizations as to whether they think they really are going to need it or not, or possibly they won't. And many of you have heard up on the eFoods Direct website the little recording about can you afford to be wrong. That's where that comes in. But what we find is when we're setting our own goals, we have all of our rationalization in there. And one of the things, and you write this down, when you're setting an objective or you're setting a goal, do not consider in setting the goal whether you know how to achieve the goal. If you knew how to achieve it and it was that easy for you, you would already have it and it wouldn't need to be a goal. Realize that. And so what you do when you set your goals is you set the goal without any judgment or shooting on yourself as to whether you can afford it, whether you can see that it will happen, whether you can believe that it will happen. You just set the objective and see it as happening. And then it will take care of itself. Now, this is where the faith comes in, and this is where we lose everybody. One of the big mistakes that some of the goal-setting operations, the self-help operations, go through is they say set your goal and then incrementalize it and break it down and know exactly what you've got to do so that you can see that that will lead to your goal. Well, there are some things that you can't guesstimate and can't guess. You know, do what you know to do, but don't be afraid that because you don't know exactly how to achieve the goal, you better not set it. I don't know if that's clear to you, but I'm going to say it again. What you do is you don't be afraid that you won't be able to accomplish it. Remember what I said about people deciding how many years worth of food they need? The first thing they look at is what they can afford. Wrong. Does not work that way. You are a creator. If you say, I choose to have a 5-year supply of food for my immediate members of my family, set that as your goal. Then start doing the things that you know to do, but don't be afraid because you don't know all of the steps that it will take or how you're going to overcome the obstacles you put in your mind. And here's how you can do that. Now, this is a key you have never heard before, and you may never hear from anybody again. But this works. It's absolutely carved in granite. Let's go back. Remember, the way that you learn the most about something is to learn to teach it yourself. The way that you can set a goal without getting yourself in the way, without getting whether you think you can accomplish it or not, whether you believe that you have the money to do whatever it takes, if you think it takes money to put in a supply of food, you're wrong to a certain extent. Money is not the limitation. Your thinking is the limitation. If you can keep all of the negative, all of the glasses half empty thinking out of your mind, and you set the goal, believe me, the money will come. Now, I know a lot of you want to fight me on that, but here's how you do it. If you were setting the goal for me, you wouldn't have all of your hang-ups. And so here's the tool that you use. And I will get to that right after this break. The tool that you use to fool yourself into being able to believe that you can accomplish anything in the world. Be back in a minute. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. We were talking about setting goals and objectives, and we're using the example of your food supply that you all know that you need to have very shortly. Remember I told you that I was going to give you the key, the method of setting your objectives so that you can actually attain them. Here's the deal. Take me, for example, or pick someone that you know and that you care for, that you love, and you write down your objective, the goal, okay? But you write it down based on what you would tell them to do. If you were telling your best friend, or if you were telling one of your children, or if you were telling your parents, or some you really cared about, how much food that they would need to store, what would you tell them? That way you don't have to worry about whether you think you can afford it, whether you think, you don't put all your shoulds on yourself. You tell them what they need to do. You write your objectives as though you're telling them. In fact, if it helps, write it to me. You know, write down the fact, and when you figure out what your goal is, when you determine what your goal should be, for example, on the foodstuffs, everyone in their right mind knows that a 1-year supply of food is not going to get us through what we need to do. Write down. down the various things that are going to affect how long you're going to have food stored for, how many years worth of food you're going to have. And once you have figured that out, as though you are telling someone else, that way you won't get the rationalization in your mind, well, I can't afford 3 years, so I'll put down one and hope in one hand and spit in the other if that's good enough. And then I don't know how I'm going to get the money together for that. And so I guess maybe I'll just wait until I have some money, and then I'll write my goal. It will not work. You're doing exactly the opposite of how the universe accomplishes what you create. Okay, so you sit down and you look at all of the factors that you know. What's going to happen in the government? What's going to happen in the economy? What's going to happen with the shortage of foods? What's going to happen if they decide to taint all the foods, or if they, when they start tainting all the foods with this fluoride stuff? What's going to happen when they register every head of cabbage that comes out of even your garden? Okay, what's going to happen, and how much food do you, how many people do you want to take care of, and how many years worth of food do you need in? But you don't do it from your aspect, because as soon as you do that, you start thinking, well, how am I going to afford it? I don't know how to go about this. I don't know who to talk to. Well, I'll tell you who to talk to. Talk to the Fearless Task Force at 800-409-5633, and they'll give you all the information you need in terms of what to store and how to store and all this. But this is way back before you get to them. What you do is you sit down and you write this out in terms of how many years you think that your favorite person should have in, if you want to protect them. It's going to take doing some research. It's going to take getting on the websites of various organizations and chasing it down. It's going to take calling up the Fearless Task Force and saying, what do you find and what do you predict and what's going to happen and what do you suggest? But then once you decide that, once you decide what you're going to tell your favorite person in the whole world, because you don't want them to be afraid or have to starve or have any problems at all, once you decide how many years' worth of food that you need to tell them to get you, write that down. And then that becomes your goal. If you can keep yourself out of it, then you will keep all of the blockages out of your goal setting that have caused you not to attain your objectives in the past. All of the reasoning, all the fears, all of the rationalizations. Once you have decided how many years that they need to put in, okay, then you determine how many people that they need to cover, okay, and then that's what you write down for your objective. Now, what you do after that is you don't sit down and start shooting on yourself again. Now that you've written down what is going to be your goal by teaching someone else what they should do. If I said to you, well, I think I'll put in a one-year supply, those of you that have listened for long enough to Fearless Radio could write me a letter and tell me all the reasons why a one-year supply isn't going to hack it. Do that. Teach me. Write your goals as if you're telling me, okay, or you're telling your favorite person in the whole world. This is the number of years of food. Okay, then what do you put in? Okay, you can get up on eFoods Direct and get the warnings about what to avoid. If you were telling your beloved parents that you love dearly, that you want to be prepared, if you were telling them, okay, what should you avoid? Avoid any flour-based products like most of the retailers have in there, pancake mix, muffin mix, all of that kind of stuff that's just filler, that's wasting their money. You don't want them to waste their money. And so you write down what to put in, okay? You do the research on their behalf because you love them and you want to protect them. Now that you've got what to put in, what to avoid, what to be careful of, the combination of food to put in, you've done that research. Then what you do is you've established the amount of food, number of years, you've established how many people for, you've established what to put in, and now don't even worry about the price. You set that as your objective. And then every morning, as soon as you get up, even maybe just after you have your morning prayer, if you're prone to that type of thing, you state your goals, you read your goal, and then you visualize it. You see yourself with that stack of food sitting there. Don't stop your reasoning by saying, yeah, but I don't know how. Yeah, but I don't have the money. Yeah, but. Losers and done unto people and victims have big butts. Victims have big butts. Any time that you find yourself saying yes, but to one of your goals, you kick yourself right in the butt and say, remember what Steve Shank said on Fearless Radio. Victims have big butts. I would do this, but my boss won't let me. But my wife is this. But my husband is that. But my parents do this. But the teacher says that. Victims have big butts. Okay? You should be able to remember that one by now, guys. I don't care. I don't care whether you were listening or not. And every time you see yourself as a victim, you go look and see what big butts you have that are causing you to be a victim. Are you setting that goal as though it was somebody else without getting your butts in the way? And you visualize it, you see it, you get the feelings that you'd have if you had that 5-year supply of food stacked up right in that basement or in that spare bedroom or in that little hideaway or wherever it is that you feel best about it. Your emotions will draw to you the circumstances and the prosperity and the abundance that it will take, that food will miraculously appear. It works. Every single self-help book in the universe tells you this method. But the one thing that they don't tell you, the one thing that they don't tell you that causes you not to be able to apply all of the stuff that you've gone to seminars for and all of the books that you've read, is very simply this concept. You write your goals as though you were teaching the person you love most in this world exactly what they need to do. Mom, you've got to have a 3-year supply. Whatever it is that you have concluded that she needs, don't do it for yourself. Do it for her. And then you make that your goal for you. If it's good enough for your mother, it's good enough for you. So you tell her, you need to have, just as an example, a 3-year supply of food. You need to have food that doesn't have any fillers, doesn't have any junk in it, where every dollar that's spent gets you the most possible food. You need to have it so it has at least a 12 to 15-year shelf life. You need to have all of the things that you can learn from eFoods Direct about the food, and you tell her that's what you need. The amount, the number of adults worth, and you write it as though it's to your mom or someone that you love dearly. If you can't stand your mother, if she beats you to death when you're a kid or something like that, pick somebody else. But somebody you really care about. You write your goals as though you're telling them exactly what they should have for a goal. How many years? How much? What kind? And that's the goal. And then at the beginning of that, you say, I have 5 years' worth of food for the 4 members of my family, and this is what I have. And then every morning when you get up, every night just before you go to bed, no matter how tired you are, if your husband and wife make a pact with each other that if one says, well, I'm going to skip it tonight, you never, ever skip it. When you get up in the morning, the first thing you do is you read and visualize your goals. At first, your subconscious will say, yeah, but this is horse pucky. You ain't going to do this. You've never been able to do this. You can't put that much money together. You can't accomplish this. Ignore it. Just see the goal, and then in the evening, after you've done everything, after you've had your closing prayer for the day or whatever you do, you read those goals out loud and visualize them. Take it slowly and visualize them. And believe me, if you keep all the shoulding in your life, if you keep all the buts out of your life, and with regard to your objectives, they will happen. Every single person that's ever tried this has had absolute success with it. If you were to tell that person, if you were to teach that person that you love the most, and you see, this comes down to something that we all are capable of doing. How many times have you heard somebody say, well, I'm sitting here smoking, or I drink a bit, or, you know, I procrastinate a lot. But here's what you should do. But don't do what I do. Do what I say. That's exactly what I'm telling you about goals and objectives. It'll work for you guys. Honest, just as sure as I'm sitting here looking ugly. I've seen it work over and over and over again. The one difference between everything you've always heard about setting your goals and then visualizing your goals and reaffirming to yourself, telling yourself everything that you need to know, is you have never been given the key to keep your butt out of the way. This is kind of fun. Don't be offended, Mildred. I didn't mean to offend you by using the word butt, but you think about it. We're not talking about your rear end to sit on. We're talking about the butt that says, but I can't, but it won't, but they will, but this, but that, but this. All of the shoulds on yourself. So don't should on yourself and don't have big butts. And you'll be able to accomplish anything you want to in this life. And the way you avoid doing that is you keep your own judgment out of the way by being the teacher. If you're writing the goal as though it was to the person in this life that you care about the most, and after you have written that goal, you put your name in the front of it, you have just taught yourself the most important lesson you can. You have taught yourself how to bypass every single weakness that you have developed and that you would like to conquer in your life. You literally have taken command of your destiny. You literally have become captain of your soul. And those of you who pray, pray for the promptings of the Holy Spirit to guide you as to how to write your objectives and directions with regard to those objectives to the person you love the most, as though you were saving their lives, just exactly like the Fearless Task Force is trying to save your life by sharing these concepts with you. Ask for the gift of the promptings of the Spirit and revelation and inspiration to be able to save the life of that person that you're writing the objectives for. You know that if they don't get busy and start putting in their supply of food, if they don't get their cold weather clothing, if they don't get themselves out of debt, any of the things that the task force works with, if they don't get healthy, that they won't make it. You're saving their lives. And then after you've written that goal to save that loved one's life, you put your name on the front of that bugger, and you just eliminated all the buts and all of the reasons why you have not been successful at some of the things that you tried to be successful at. And also, you've used the mechanism that inadvertently you've used. If you're very successful at everything you've tried, this is exactly what you've done. You've established the objective without any buts connected with it, without any shoulds connected with it, and you have seen it and driven for it until it was yours, even not knowing exactly every step that you had to take. Because they say that faith is the ability to walk to the edge of the light. Walk to the edge of the light being what you know, and being able to take just one step into the darkness. And the promise is that when you take that one step into the darkness, the light will precede the foot that's taking the step. I will guarantee you, again, just as sure as I'm sitting here looking ugly, that if you understand this concept, it will work for you not next year, not next month, not next week, but today. When you get done listening to this radio program, when you get done listening to this radio program today, write down all of the goals that you have, not just for food supplies, not just for the emergency preparedness, not just for the debt-free thing. By the way, any of you who have not gotten the correct phone number for debt-free strategies, I'm not talking about the people that will get you into trouble with messing up your mortgage and your credit cards and your credit. Call 800-409-5633 on the debt programs. Those of you who are successful that aren't in trouble, you're the ones that need it the most, because you're the ones that will save hundreds of thousands of dollars after this next break. We'll finish things up on goals and objectives. See you in a minute. Bye-bye.
Friends of freedom and liberty, our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The reason that everything is being tracked from the garden all the way to the store is that at the point where you won't be able to buy or sell without proper identification, if any food were left uncontrolled, it would allow many of you to sidestep the control mechanism of the food supplies. Many of you are attempting or are working on and are in process of doing gardens and your own home production. The task force would very strongly recommend that any of you that can do that, because what you want to do is once you have your 3, 4, 5, or 6 year supply, whatever you're going to have in, once you have it in, you do not want to touch that until you absolutely have to. Again, get with the Fearless Task Force on 800-409-5633 or get on the website at eFoods Direct. Check the warnings so you're not storing the wrong stuff, bad stuff, useless stuff. But once you have that supply in, you don't want to touch it. Anything you can do with gardening, anything you can do with home production, you do it so that you can stay out of that supply as long as you can, because your survival clock starts ticking that when you open that first can, it means you can't get anything else. But those of you raising gardens, realize this. At some point in time, your garden, even if we have good weather, which we know we'll have different weather, even if we have good weather, your garden is an exposure for you. Anybody in their right mind can see you growing that stuff, and if they're identifying everything, they will have you accountable for every bit of produce that comes out of that garden. And you will have to qualify as the ranchers and the farmers that are raising cattle. They have to register themselves, their farm, and their cattle. I will guarantee you, be registering your garden, and you will be accountable for everything is there to make sure that it doesn't get to somebody who is not properly identified. Having said that, also be concerned at this point in time, those of you that are working on supplies, you must get your food supplies in very, very quickly. This spraying of the fluoride on food is something that will shut down your ability to even want to have any food after that starts. You must have it stored before that. So get on with it. Now, the last statement on goals, write down today when this program is over with. Write down exactly the number of years supply that you're going to tell your best friend or your best loved one that they need. Write down how many people they need it for. Write down what they need. If you need our help at the task force, do call. But the fact is, write that down. And then once you have established that as the goal for them, without any of your buts and shoulds in it, you stick your name at the front of it, and you visualize that twice a day, even three times a day, and it will happen for you. I promise. And that's the way you do it. Don't worry about the resources. That's why you're given the gift of the inspiration to be prompted to be aware of the things that we talk about on Fearless Radio. That's why that you are the elect. That's why you have the ears to hear and the eyes to see that were talked about in the scriptures. That's why, very simply, you will be blessed with the support and the guidance of the universe, the God in heaven. He's still in his heaven. He still has control of things. And don't mean to preach at you. Those that you don't have a belief that way, believe me, this is the way the laws of the universe work. You are creators. You have power over.